Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 4th of August, and I'm recording at 10:23 p.m., and that is British summertime here in London. Okay, let's have the abbreviated version of this audio for people in with time constraints. Asia Pacific region, Japan barely changed, just sort of paused here, a little bit overbought. China, Shanghai did well, up 3.69% here. A higher low within this region? Possibly, possibly. But we need to see further gains to confirm that. And South Korea, a little better. Australia, a little better. Australia's been firming gradually here over the last fortnight or so. The other Asia Pacific markets are lower, and the biggest one of those was Malaysia, down 1.17%. Now, looking at the European markets, they're mostly a little lower in here today, and the Spanish and Italian markets have the biggest declines, just over 1%. Tiny gain, 0.1% on Germany's DAX index, and similar gain on the Swiss market index. Wall Street closed a little weaker, but it did pare those losses, so we're really talking about a quarter of a percent, just over a quarter of a percent on the Dow, and just under that for the S&P and the Nasdaq. Iconic Apple, down I think $3.80 in here today. I think that's 114.60. That's a second straight drop, sharp drop, and it's come down rapidly off its highs that it had seen just about 3 weeks ago. That will test nerves here overall. Government bond yields against that background a little firmer, 2.22% on the U.S. 10-year. The VIX, which seems complacent here, I've mentioned that before on several occasions, but it's at 12.81 here today. Excuse me. Now, looking at just other markets here quickly, precious metals, they tried to rally. But then that dollar firmed up, and a too strong dollar, the dollar index is up to 97.95. The Fed won't like that. U.S. corporations won't like that. The multinationals will find that that's a headwind in terms of their earnings, and they don't need any more headwinds for their earnings for the most part. Okay, palladium down $6, platinum down over $13. Platinum's the weakest here, and it's now getting within what, $60 or so, $60, $70 of its lows that we saw back in 2008. So that's quite something, and currently at 953.90. Gold just a fraction higher today. Silver a fraction higher, 1454. Gold bullion is at just under 1088. And other commodities a little firmer in here today. That's lifted the CCI slightly. Okay. Let's go back now, and that's the end of that short abbreviated passage, and let's talk about a few things more in here that are important. First, seasonally, we're only halfway through this difficult period, and that lasts really from beginning of May through the end of October. and sometimes the bigger bite when markets are underperforming. Again, seasonally on average, they underperform during this period. But when it's choppy, such as we've been seeing recently, sometimes you get the bigger hits towards the end of that cycle. And that certainly is a risk. And I'll talk about that in terms of Wall Street in a minute. But first, I think that bull factors here, Japan's had an awfully good move, but it's still got that QE. And that's a very, very important factor. And I don't think the world is completely committed to this Japanese equity bull market. And fortunately, the service has been talking about it for a long time. But that is very much in Japan's favor. China, well, it's been nerve-wracking, hasn't it? And it's been inept and embarrassing. Come on, capitalism. It's a double-edged sword. At times, it can look very efficient and almost masterful, and at other times, they become laughing stocks, and that's what's happened here recently with these stock market problems. That's unnerved a lot of investors. Basically, anybody who is going to be uncomfortable with the gyrations that China experiences, and this is not untypical of emerging markets. I think China's interesting because it's a quite advanced emerging market. It's got some very developed market aspects to its economy, and of course, it is the world's second biggest economy, and on its way to becoming the biggest. And it's had an awfully good track record over the last 30 years, but it's going through a difficult adjustment process here. Right now, my feeling is it'll succeed with this, but I'm probably a minority view, for better or worse, in stating that. India, I like it, but it's more of the I think now, having had all the initial rush over the Narendra Modi factor, now we're into more of a tortoise bull market here, and still in this lengthy consolidation period. Europe, I like Europe. It's got the QE. Germany would be my play on that, and one I would favor here. Overall, some of these other markets have done exceedingly well, though. Denmark's done best of all, and again, the QE factor here is so important, and it's got that. Now, Wall Street. I'm nervous here about Wall Street. What's going on here? Overall, well, as you know, it's treading water. It's not doing much on the year. The Dow is up 1.53%. I beg your pardon, it's down 1.53%. Apple will account for that. The S&P is up 1.67%, but these are pretty modest gains, aren't they? And the NASDAQ Composite's doing a little better here, up 7.8%, but that's hardly a stellar performance. Here overall, and these are lagging most of Europe, and again, I'm talking about that in U.S. dollar terms. Well, also behind the scenes on Wall Street, the market breadth is deteriorating. So you're getting more stocks that are sliding rather than climbing, and the ones that are climbing are big, fashionable momentum plays. You've had things have been just going up relentlessly for ages and ages. Disney, Starbucks, Nike, and then you get the tech sector. I mean, Google, my goodness, how Google has sprung to life this year. Amazon, really big moves, and Netflix. Trouble is, it's trading at almost 600 times estimated earnings. in here, still in form, but this is bubbly. Other factors. I've seen statistics on this on new issues in terms of the underperformance this year, and most of them are underperforming by considerably wide margin. I think it's close to 80%. So that shows that investors are becoming more cautious, and it also shows that they're concentrating their money certainly a lot of the more aggressive players concentrating their money in the momentum plays. And then they're buying things like, big baking companies, cereal companies, Kellogg's, now doing very well. These are more conservative choices. So again, people are a little more cautious. And I've said repeatedly in these audios that the chances of getting a 10% plus correction during this seasonal underperformance period, in other words, over the next 3 months, is high. And that would shake up other markets around the globe if it occurred. So Wall Street's looking tricky. I think we need to be careful there. Bond markets will take their cue really from what the sentiment is on Wall Street. But you know that people are not worried about inflation, and that could remain the case for the lengthy medium term, if not beyond. So this argues for a very lengthy base building process on these bonds. Of course, there are bond advocates who are saying no, they're going to go right back down and reach new low yields. That would surprise me. I know markets are full of surprises, but that one really would surprise me here overall. And the dollar, I just mentioned it before, this is a headwind here, this strong dollar, and it can create some problems for some of the emerging markets that borrowed dollars before it really took off. Commodities oversold, quite oversold in the short term. We got a bit of a bounce here from that prior support in the Brent, that's up 70 cents at 50.22. The WTI is up 80 cents at 45.97. And grains and beans here a little better. So where we've had looks like people have just been shorting everything in commodities or selling everything in selling any long positions in commodities. That they're covering a few shorts and maybe getting a little bit of steadying against this background for the short-term oversold condition. But there is nothing that causes me to want to run into precious metals at this stage, although they become more interesting with each twist to the downside. Now, just to mention, I'm away tomorrow, but just for tomorrow, so you'll be in Owen's capable hands on the sole commentary and audio. And I just wish you all the very best. I'll be back on Thursday.